Like Cats and Dogs by Pit Viper of Doom. Read by Brickgrass. Summary. It should be easy to judge a man by the shape of his soul, but Straw Hat Luffy spits in the face of logic and predictability. The first time Trafalgar Law lays eyes on Straw Hat Luffy, his demon is a squirrel clinging to his shoulder as they fall through the ceiling of the auction house. Law is decidedly unimpressed. He can judge a person fairly well by their demon, and he's never met a squirrel demon whose human didn't either get on his nerves or end up being fairly useless. Still, their arrival is eye-catching, so Law regards them with mild interest. Lounging on the bench beside him, Serona blinks lazily and whisks her tail, but she doesn't turn her head away. They may as well keep watching, as long as they're here. From what Law has heard of Straw Hat, he has a habit of surprising people. And, lo and behold, he does. Straw Hat appears calm in the face of a triumphantly dancing world noble, but Law knows very well what rage looks like when it boils so close to the surface. 4 steps away from the gun-waving saint, the squirrel on Straw Hat's shoulder leaps off and transforms. She's a lioness before she hits the ground, roaring as Straw Hat spits in the world government's face with one punch. Late bloomer, Law realizes in the back of his mind. Most demons settle by 15, 16 at the latest. Maybe reports got Straw Hat's age wrong. In any case, this makes judging him a bit more difficult. If Straw Hat's demon is still shifting, then he's even more of a wild card than Law would have guessed by looking at him. It's comparatively easy to judge Eustace Kidd by his Wolverine, or Silver's Rayleigh by his Osprey, and Law's fairly sure that anyone with half a brain can get the gist of his own character, from Serona's snow leopard form as well. Perhaps that's why Straw Hat keeps slipping through the world government's fingers. They're used to hunting hardened pirates and bandits and revolutionaries, but they're at a loss when the enemy is a child. Case in point, they never did catch Nico Robin. Straw Hat's demon changes a few more times after that. To a hawk when Rayleigh addresses him, and then a fox when it comes time to leave the human shop. Serona and Kid's demon eye each other from a distance, sizing each other up coolly as if deciding where to bite first. But Straw Hat bounces and romps along between them as if they're going on a picnic. She pokes her nose into the Wolverine's face for a curious sniff, and Kid's demon jumps. Law glances at Straw Hat's demon from time to time when they make it outside to hold off the Marines. She flips from form to form, a yipping terrier one moment, a hummingbird the next. But Law doesn't see her become anything large or dangerous. Kid's Wolverine goes through the throats of any Marine demons she can reach, and Serona snarls and lashes her tail and looks fierce. But even as Marines fire on him and charge repeatedly, Straw Hat isn't taking this fight seriously. Law sort of wants to laugh. At Marineford, Straw Hat's demon is a rabbit, limp and silent and curled up against the burned bloody mess of Straw Hat's chest. She rolls off when Straw Hat and the fishman Jinbei hit the deck of the submarine, and Serona picks her up in careful jaws and carries her alongside the gurney. When they see him awake, bursting from the submarine and screaming for his dead brother, Law doesn't remember what she was. All he remembers are bloodshot eyes and foam-flecked jaws and a scream that chills him to the marrow. Vice Admiral Smoker's heart beats in his hand the next time he hears Straw Hat's voice. It's impossible not to hear it. If death can't muffle Straw Hat Luffy, then falling snow certainly can't. He's focused on the next step of his plan. A third heart in the mix. Best not give it to Caesar. A Vice Admiral's heart is a useful thing to hold on to. When Straw Hat hails him from across the snow, Law turns his head to see the second biggest smile he's ever seen on anyone, and it's pointed right at him. There's a hound standing next to Straw Hat, a scruffy-looking dark grey-brown creature of no discernible breed. With the distance, it takes a moment for Law to realize that it's Straw Hat's demon he's looking at. It's been 2 years. Surely she'd settled by now. Before he can take a moment to decide on his response, the hound lunges forward and barrels towards them, sending snow flying every which way. Serona has time to tense and bare her teeth before Straw Hat's demon cannons into her. Snow leopards are big and sturdy enough, but this hound demon is as large and heavy as Straw Hat isn't, and easily bowls Serona over. Law grips his sword and readies himself for a fight, but eases off when he realizes he can't feel any pain or alarm through his and Serona's bond. The force of the hound's pounce sends her tumbling off of Serona, and she pops back up, tail wagging as she shakes powdery ice from her fur. Her tongue lolls in a grin, and she lowers herself towards the snow. But she's not crouching to attack, Law realizes incredulously. She's bowing, like she wants to play. Serona shoots him a look of helpless confusion. She'd probably be less bewildered if Straw Hat's demon had attacked her. But no, the dog's tail wags, and Straw Hat is all smiles and raucous laughter as he catches up to his demon. And Law can't remember the last time he was approached with this level of undisguised goodwill. Straw Hat doesn't even seem too put out when Law dismisses him, and Serona carefully sidles away from his demon. He rescues them from one of the Yeti brothers later. Straw Hat and the cyborg, though it's really the navigator in the cyborg's body. Straw Hat's hound is still a hound, and that confirms it. His demon has settled as a dog. A very large, very powerful-looking dog, but a dog nonetheless. Another surprise, in Law's opinion. Firefist's demon had been a hawk of some sort, and he would have thought it likely that Straw Hat's would take a similar form. Serona had settled in her spotted feline shape not 2 days after Corazon's ocelot vanished in a burst of dust. She's certainly not the sort of demon Law might have expected for a man who claims to be the next pirate king. Dogs are the demons of servants, of people who follow orders and look to others to lead. That's useful, Law realizes. His plan has long been in motion, but it never hurts to have a few extra hands. Straw Hat may be a wild card, but a dog demon speaks volumes more. It means that if Law is careful, if he is smart about it, then Straw Hat can be nudged and guided to suit his intentions. Straw Hat is strong and unpredictable for someone with such a tame demon, but he is trusting to the point of being absurd, and Law can work with that. Thankfully, Straw Hat's demon doesn't tackle Serona again after that, but she does trot up to her and sniff, and... is she prancing? Why is she prancing? Much to his chagrin, Serona actually seems to tolerate the bizarrely friendly attention, even before Law puts forth the idea of an alliance. When he does, he almost regrets it instantly, when Straw Hat's demon voices her approval by shoving her snout right into Serona's face. That ought to have been his first warning.
"So what do you think?" Law asks, when Serona joins him on the deck of the Thousand Sunny. It's been a few hours since she wandered off to have a look around the ship, longer than he would have expected, and Serona looks and feels tired. It's a small relief to see her. Her absence has been drawing curious stares from Straw Hat's crew, and Law would rather avoid attention. "It's a good ship," Serona tells him quietly. "Very modern. A lot of... features." She pauses. "Did you know that his shipwright was a personal apprentice to the creator of the Oro Jackson?"
"Gold Roger's ship?" Law blinks.
"No, he had not." "The shipwright got his hands on treasure wood," Serona continues. "The entire keel is made of it, as well as most of the frame. Apparently, said shipwright obtained treasure wood by stealing Straw Hat's money and beating up his sniper."
"How did you find out about all this?" Law asks.
"Their knowledge of ships is passable, but he knows that neither of them would know Treasurewood from any other if they saw it. To say nothing of the accompanying anecdote." Serona hesitates, one ear flicking as if bothered by a fly. If Law didn't know better, he would say she almost looked embarrassed.
Tiamat told me, she says at length.
Who? She sighs. Straw Hat's demon. She found me sniffing around the aquarium and dragged me into a tour of the ship. I swear, you'd think she had a story for every floorboard the way she goes on.
I would think they'd be easy to avoid, Law points out.
She can't have been with you the whole time. Straw Hat's shown his face on deck a few times just over the past hour. She gives him a tired glance.
Law, she says flatly. They're separated.
That, at least, warrants a raise of the eyebrow.
Really?
He asks, as if there's any way she could be mistaken about that. I had a hunch when we first met them on Punk Hazard, Serona tells him. I thought she ran a little too far from Straw Hat when she, said hello. In any case, she told me herself once she saw me and realized we were the same. I tried avoiding her, but she has free rein from Straw Hat and knows every inch of the ship. So, there wasn't much hope. She looks sidelong at him. It's not just Straw Hat, either. The skeleton's the same way. Something about travelling to and from the underworld, according to Tiamat. Law hums in response. Proves Straw Hat's tough, and not just in a fight. Serona adds, lowering her voice. They must have done it the old-fashioned way. Not like us, she doesn't say. Separation is one of the many applications of his power, as he'd discovered years ago. It made sense. He could cut through flesh and bone and arteries and veins without doing any harm. Why shouldn't it be the same with demon bonds? He'd tried it out on enemies before he considered doing it to himself, of course. One could never be too careful. A fight breaks out between the cook's swan demon and the swordman's panther. There's a lot of growling, hissing, and posturing, and the navigator's magpie demon curses the two of them. Still can't tell what kind of dog she is, Serona adds as an afterthought. Not important, Law says as Straw Hat's demon, Tiamat, comes out to bay encouragement and laugh at them. A dog is a dog. There's a deafening explosion as Straw Hat bursts up through the roof of the palace. Mingo! Oh dear, Serona says dryly. Better get back up there while they're distracted. He nods and reaches for her, but she steps away with a shake of her head. Leave me behind. It won't hurt us to be apart, and it'll help you look dead. I'm too big to hide. I'll come up the slow way and meet you. Good luck. An effort of will puts him back on the roof, and leaves the dead foot soldier where he found him. He hopes fervently that Serona won't meet any resistance on her way up through the palace. If anyone can buy her time, it's Straw Hat. Eyes shut, lying face down and motionless in someone else's blood, Law listens and waits. The ground shakes as punches and kicks land, and Straw Hat fills the air with his shrill, raucous rage. Has he seen Law's body yet? Or is he still running on fury over Doflamingo's treatment of Bellamy? It's difficult to tell when all Law can do is lie still and listen. But either way, it's going to get the idiot killed if he isn't careful. Which he isn't. Ever. And then, inevitably, it happens. In the midst of Straw Hat's barrage of attacks and inarticulate yelling, Tiamat yelps like she's been kicked. For a split second, Law thinks she's been injured, but then her voice rings out high and clear.
Luffy! Over here! Hurry!
Law hears Straw Hat grunt as he lands close by, and then the wet smack of sandals in a shallow pool of blood. He braces himself. In the split second of silence that follows, Tiamat lets out a high-pitched whine. It takes effort to stay still and motionless, as Straw Hat calls to him, shakes him like you can wake up a corpse the way you'd wake someone up from a nap. Ever patient, Law stays limp, even as Straw Hat rolls him over, even as the motion jostles his stump of an arm. Where's Serona? Tiamat's voice is high and desperate. I can't smell her, but they're separated, right? She could just be hiding. Shut up, not so loud, Law pleads silently. Doflamingo thinks he's emptied a pistol into Law's body, so he's probably convinced, but that's no reason to put ideas in his head. Doflamingo's oily voice curls in the air like smoke, and Law fights to hold his tongue. He's taunting Straw Hat, reaching for every emotional pressure point he can find and digging his claws deep. Straw Hat's never been one for self-control. Law is helpless to hold him back, even with all four limbs intact, so there's nothing he can do to stop Straw Hat when he's missing an arm and forced to feign death. Even with his eyes shut, though, he can feel it when Straw Hat loses his temper. He waits for some kind of response from Tiamat, a snarl or an angry bark. He hears nothing. Law holds back a sigh of relief when Straw Hat steps away from his side and resumes the fight. The attention is off him again, and the beginnings of a plan take form in his head. He still has Gamma Knife. If he can just get close enough, then maybe... From inches away, a soft, high-pitched whine reaches his ears. He almost twitches in surprise. Tiamat hasn't left yet. Why hasn't she left? Doflamingo's bearded vulture Calixta is still fresh and fierce, even after fighting Serona, to say nothing of Treble's slavering hound. There's plenty of fighting for her to do, and Law's never seen Straw Hat or his demon back down from a fight before. The whine becomes a quiet, steady whimper, and Law doesn't hear a move. Law clenches his jaw, ever so slightly. He can improvise well enough when things happen that he doesn't expect. And quite a lot of unexpected things have happened since he first set his plan in motion on Punk Hazard. But right now, while Luffy vents his rage on Doflamingo, his demon, his soul, is staying right where she is, standing over Law and whimpering pathetically. And Law isn't quite sure what he's supposed to do with that. A gentle nudge at his uninjured shoulder almost makes him twitch again and blow his cover. It comes again, harder this time, and Law feels his heart drop. His coat covers the shoulder. It's not a touch, not a direct one at least. He could never have kept pretending if it had been. Tiamat nudges his shoulder with her nose once more, and her voice barely reaches his ear. I'm sorry. She whispers. I'm so, so sorry. We didn't mean to leave you alone. We should have been faster. We should never have... Her voice trails off, and Law considers talking to her. It's a risk. Humans, who aren't Luffy, can hide their emotions well enough. But demons act on emotions whether they're hidden or not. If his plan is to succeed... then Doflamingo can't know he's alive just yet. That's not yours. Tiamat's hushed voice reaches him again, clouded with confusion. It doesn't smell like... No, that's someone else's blood. Traff? She doesn't nudge him again. Traff, can you hear me? Hush. His lips barely move. And don't you dare give me away. He hears her sigh with relief. Oh, I thought... That is, I mean... We thought you... And you were very helpful, Law whispers back. If you'd like to keep being helpful, then listen. I have a plan. Doflamingo is poised to kill him. And Straw Hat Luffy stops him cold. In the midst of pain and weariness, Lor can't help but notice that Tiamat looks different from how she usually does. Her head is lowered, eyes bright and intent, with a strange light that makes it hard to believe that she wags her tail and romps like a puppy. She isn't growling, but her lips are pulled back just enough to show the tips of her fangs. There's something to her now that's cold and wild, and reminds him that he's never been able to figure out what sort of dog she is. Whatever it is, Serona feels it too. It gives her the strength to struggle to her feet, fur bloodstain from Calixta's talons. The vulture demon spreads her bristling wings and hisses, and Serona lunges, before Lor can find enough voice to warn her to stop. Snarling, Serona deals Calixta a smack that sends her flapping back, but her charge brings her too close to Doflamingo. She realizes her mistake the moment she's made it, and it's too late by then. Lor scrapes up the dregs of his strength and tries to sit up, tries to stop it. "Don't," he rasps. Straw Hat looks at him with a flash of confusion. And of course he's confused. Of course he has no idea how far Doflamingo is willing to go. He doesn't know him like Lor does. Serona bares her teeth with a warning growl, but Doflamingo moves faster than he has any right to. His hand shoots out, and he grabs Serona's ear and twists, like she's a dog he has to discipline. Lor remembers Virgo's crushing fingers around his heart. He remembers how he screamed until his throat was raw. He doesn't scream now. Doflamingo touching his demon goes beyond pain, beyond fear. Lor has never known anything with such a sickening feeling of wrongness. It feels worse than death, worse than grief, so much worse than something so trivial as pain. Pain makes him alert, drives him to lash out and think and defend himself. But there's no defense from this. He can't think, much less stop it. And so he doesn't scream. All he can manage is a pathetic, choked noise, somewhere between a gasp and a sob, as he curls up and Serona writhes in Doflamingo's grasp. "Don't get cocky just because you have allies, brat." Doflamingo sounds disinterested, almost bored, as if he isn't casually violating one of the greatest taboos known to man. "Stop it!" Straw Hat's voice sounds far away to Lor, which it shouldn't, because he's 4 feet away and shouting. Lor wonders if he's ever seen someone touch another person's demon like this. "Let go of them! Stop it!" And then Lor hears it. There's no warning. It doesn't start soft and build to a roar. The noise rips through the air, shredding the fog of horror and revulsion that surrounds him. A deep, guttural snarl. The sound a wild animal makes when it's ready to rip someone's throat out. Straw Hat's demon lunges in a blur of dark grey and brown, and for one wild moment, Lor half expects to see her tear a wing off Calixta. But she isn't aiming for anyone's demon. She snarls, she springs, and her crushing jaws close around Doflamingo's arm. He lets go with a choked cry of pain, leaving Serona to scramble out of his reach. Lor stares, speechless, as Tiamat's muscles bunch and she wrenches her head in a vicious shake that would have broken a rabbit's neck. At the last second, Doflamingo tears his arm free, just in time to avoid a dislocated shoulder. Straw Hat's demon lunges at him again, snapping, and it's not an empty threat. She means it. Doflamingo's wise enough to stumble back. If he wasn't, she'd have taken his arm off completely. Sharp pain alerts him to Calixta. The vulture's swooping at Serona, digging her talons deep, and Tiamat leaves off menacing Doflamingo to charge. A swipe of Tiamat's paw sends feathers flying, and Calixta leaves Serona alone and flaps clumsily out of her reach. When it's over, Tiamat is standing over Serona with her head lowered and her tails and hackles raised, baring her teeth to the gums as another vicious snarl rips from her throat. And Lor realizes then that he's made a mistake. Her manner had fooled him in the same way Straw Hat's manner has fooled everyone stupid enough not to look past the laziness and the grin and those wide, trusting eyes. He'd written her off as a dog, but she's not a dog any more than Serona is a house cat. Doflamingo takes a step backward, gaping openly as he looks from Straw Hat to his demon and back again, and Calixta hides behind his leg and flares her feathers until she looks twice her size. Eventually, when she's felt she's made a point, Tiamat shifts to the side and leaves Serona enough room to belly crawl to Lor's side. She's shaking as he wraps his arm around her and cards his fingers through her thick fur, and he rubs at her ear as if he can wipe away the sickening horror of Doflamingo's touch. Tia. Straw Hat's voice is cold and quiet. His demon pricks her ears forward. I'm gonna beat the shit out of him. Keep an eye on the bird. If she tries anything, tear her to shreds. Tiamat's lip curls, showing her teeth in a nightmare of a smile. Kick his ass, Luffy. Conqueror's haki clashes over him, and Tiamat throws back her head and howls. It's all Lor can do to cradle his demon and stare speechlessly, in the realization that he's misjudged them greatly for some time now. Because Straw Hat's demon is a wolf. More to the point, she's a wolf that just took a chunk out of Don Quixote Doflamingo's arm. And Lor has never been so relieved to be someone's friend rather than their enemy. The end.